Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're having one of those fun days. You just listened to the Posies and Love Comes, and we've got a surprise guest that's already in the wings waiting. Those of you who've been nagging and pulling and wanting and getting and having and telling, you're going to be really excited. Today, we've brought back one of our favorites, one of our regulars, one of our very gifted and very positive people, one of those people that you just grab onto and just love dearly. We've got Psychic Celeste waiting in the back, and we're going to bring her out in just a few minutes here. Those of you who've been keeping track, I want to thank each and every one of you for the prayers we've been putting out. I want to thank the new friends. We're going to have a double header today. Those of you who are listening in, and last night we had so many callers, if we run out of time on Psychics Gone Wild, get into Living in the Psychic Realm. It follows it, and it's my same show. Basically, call it 714-333-3354. I'll give that number away a couple more times during today because we're celebrating the fun time. I had really good news today, and I'm going to do a double header. We've got some other people out there. I think all of you who are taking the classes, it's really excellent now. We fine-tuned it. So if you want to get involved in my psychic classes, get me at psychicjethro@aol.com. I am working out deals. I know a lot of you are like, whoa, 8 weeks class at that amount. I will work with you individually, and I'm working on different areas. So we had a lot of new, and we put in some new classes. Check out JethroSmith.net, my new website. I really feel good about it. There was a lot of you put in yesterday. I didn't get much emails on the contest. What we're doing is I need you to write me and say, I want to help the manatees. And you can give me an amount. I will take the amount and send back to you how much. I had a person yesterday write to me, I've got $10. What would that get me? You know, I'm here to help people. So what I put down is I'll read for it. I have time here. I gave the person 20 minutes, and we worked out a really good thing. And that the money that you give to me, what's going to happen this week only, is any of those who write to me with that, we're going to help the manatees that Debbie threw the babies up on the shore here, and the mama unfortunately didn't make it. So they're helping the babies here in Tampa, and I want each and every one of you to help with this. So one of those things we do. One of the fun things, if you look on the picture, you'll see pictures of me and Psychic Celeste, and you'll see a cute little adorable baby. That's my second grandson, and he is a real good listener, we found out, to the show. If you look, he has a little radio thing in his ear, and they made my day when they sent it to me, and they said, Robert really likes Psychic's Gone Wild. He thinks I'm kind of funny. So we'll see. He's going to be down here, and we're going to spend some time together. Well, you've all been patient. You've waited. I thank you. This is Psychic Jethro, and I'm going to bring on our guest right now. How are you doing, Psychic Celeste?
Hi, Jethro. I'm great. How are you doing?
Really great. We've been just really rolling, working on it. We didn't like Debbie. Debbie came in with a storm, and she had a little bit of an attitude and spit water all over us and took my garden. I had tomatoes bobbing up and down out here.
Oh, no. Oh, that's not good.
No, and we've been really working with a lot of the other organizations and people to put in with us and work on the amount of helping those little manatees. I know how you're always a giving person, Celeste, but I'd like to do this over the radio. If you'd be willing to do an email reading for someone, if we could take that amount and give that to the baby manatees here.
Absolutely. Anything to help animals. You know how I am.
I did, and when we started this yesterday, I thought, I've got to call you, and then it worked out. You were going to be on the show, and I'm like, I know that Celeste will be. You know, me and you have done a lot of good work for cancer. We've done, in the last year, I know 4 organizations that we've helped. And, you know, this is just, it just seemed like the right thing. I thought, well, let's just get a hold of her. And those of you who write in and say, you know, your answer there are going to be able to get an email reading by Psychic Celeste. And you send me your email, tell me, you know, I want to help the manatees, and this is what I can do. I laughed at one lady. She said she would send me licorice. I said, if you'll send me licorice, I'll do the $4 amount from what it costs me down here, and I'll put that in the manatee, and I'll eat that licorice. So whatever you can do, you know, do what you can. We are celebrating that Celeste is back. I know a lot of you are excited to have her back. Celeste was one of our original, still is, one of our family on Psychic's Gone Wild. We have a lot of people waiting, and we're going to go right into a call here on 786. You're on live. How are you today?
Hi there.
Hi. Uh-oh. Either you've got a really big snake or some steam's going on there.
I think somebody's messing with some water, Jethro.
Sorry. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. How you doing?
Hello.
Yes, I was messing with some water. You're sorry. I was working in a lab, and I was testing some water, and I was running it. I apologize.
I thought you brought a condor on. I'm like, if it bites.
How are you?
Great.
Great. Did you have a question for us?
I did. My question was going to be for you. It's a relationship question, actually. There's someone that I'm seeing, and I was wondering, what do you feel about him? His name is John.
Can you say your first name for me, please?
Mm-hmm. Geralda.
Geralda. I'm getting the image of a rubber band, kind of like a tug and pull between you two. I'm feeling like something's in between you guys, sensing that it's not really anything too serious. I think you just need to communicate more. That's what I'm picking up. Jethro, are you getting anything?
I feel like there is something there in the communication, and I feel that. And I'm also getting that you guys have kind of worked on this before. There's been a time with you two. I feel like you kind of, when I'm picking up the relationship, is you were kind of together, or you were working on it, and then it kind of took a break.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's pretty new. It's been a month, so we haven't had a lot going on yet.
Yeah, I also feel that you had this relationship. I see doing that. I see this clearing out the air. I also really like what the guys are saying with you. They're telling me you're going to be able to get through this other strength. And what I would really suggest, and one thing I do, especially with new relationships, and this is a fun one, is either get the astrology together and have like one of the others do astrology chart, or have them do an email reading. Because when you're looking at this, what we're picking up and we're getting here through the phones is the future. What you really want to do is you want to get the ins and outs. I mean, you want to get the good juice on John. You want to get the fact that, okay, we've been together, we're new in a relationship. His astrology and mine say these. You get down the date of time, the birth, where people are born. I laughed. I used to, people would laugh dating a psychic because the first three things out of my mouth wasn't what was your sign. It was, do you know your rising? And do you know where you were born? And because when you're looking at it and when you go through it, it's just, I mean, I do a chart and I can tell you from my book, I have books that are unpublished, and I can tell you where you're going to have back problems, you'll have a second relationship. I've even narrowed it down to where some, it's like, this person will have three affairs by the time they're 40, and they're like, oh, and the guy's like, oh, no, I'm not, I'm all into you. Well, then they turn around and it's like, bingo, you go through 28, 39, all of a sudden he's going, you know, I didn't understand it. It's because of the patterns in the planet. So what I would suggest, especially with a new relationship, I can see you two working on this. I see you guys also handling some other things out, is get those done. And a good thing is a picture. If you got a picture of you two together, because then like me or Celeste can look at that picture and say, okay, we're looking at all of your chakras. I mean, I've seen people get together and have a spiritual karma where the guys put them together to teach them a lesson. One was like the Henry VIII's wife. She was really ornery, and then she came back in this life, and they hooked her up with him again. And it's like, ah, he took you out in the last one. You know, don't go there. You know.
Wonderful. So you see it working, okay? He and I, and this is someone I guess I can trust, because I have some doubts, and I was wondering if I can trust him and let my guard down.
What are you feeling, Psyche, Celeste?
I'm feeling you can trust him, but kind of keep your guard up just a little bit. You know. Go with your gut, you know, your solar plexus, your stomach area. That's always, you know, where you're going to get your truth. You know, if it doesn't feel right and it doesn't smell right, then it more than likely isn't right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Beeping.
Thank you. Have a great day, and we're welcome. And we're having a little problems with our phone, so if it ever just lets you go, call back 773-897-6461 for some fun. And know that one of the really things that we've been having on this Psychics Gone Wild is that we've been having a lot of excellent fun in the chat room. And there's something you guys will really notice is today we just came in. The chat room is on, so if you want to go in there, but I know a lot of you like to call in. 519, we're on the time. How are you? This is Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Karen.
Thank you for calling, Karen.
Thanks. Do you have any information on whether my financial situation will improve soon or not?
This is Psychic Jethro, and you've got Psychic Celeste, and I'm feeling like the energy is difficult here. I'm going to go ahead and just take this, Karen, because I feel like what I'm sensing with you is that you're at a position where I'm seeing things needing to change. I see that the financial, I would really, with the spirituality, I'm seeing they're telling me that you've asked, you've done your prayers with Matthew, you've put out asking you shall receive, but I'm feeling that there needs to be a new change here. There's a shift. There's something going on there where you are. I see you're tired. I feel you're really tired.
Yeah.
And I feel like the work you're doing or what you've been doing is not fulfilling. It's not giving you enough to get you out of where you were.
Well, I walked away from the job a year ago, and I've been just doing something I've been doing for 28 years, but it just doesn't seem to be. It's using my gifts and my talents, but it doesn't seem to be generating income, and I've been dabbling in another thing. I say dabbling because when I show up, I feel I'm not sure if I just have a fear to go forward or if it's just not the right track. And so I've been open for other opportunities, but nothing seems to be coming. And so I'm just feel very stuck.
That's what I'm feeling, and I we'll both share here because we both are reading it with Celeste too, but I just feel that, and I feel what is happening is they're showing me there's going to be a new change, but it is from that. It's like you're shaking stuff off, and the guys are doing this to you, and sadly it's been a year, but they were putting you what I call on layaway. They do this, and the angels, I just sit down with them, and I have people will tease me. You know, I go and sit down, and I talk to them, and it's like, angels above, guides, you know, spiritual help, I need, and we've got to have, and this is where it is, and you guys have, you know, you're going to work with me, because at this point, what I see, what they did is, I see they put you on this time to give you this rest, and I see what's happened now is that it's caused a dilemma, because you are a worker. You're like, you're better when Karen's productive. I can hear the train going, choo-choo, here we go. Karen wants to be working. So when it's not working, it's causing you a detriment to you because you're going, I need a job, I need to be working, I've got things going, I need it to go. And then you sit down and the guys are going, we want you to relax and be heavenly. You're like, okay, I had a 10-minute tea break, I want to go back, I want to be working, I want to go. And the angels are going, Karen, and you're going, I gave you a little time. And then you guys kind of agree to disagree. You're like, okay, I relaxed, I took a little time to myself. The whole time your mental was going, you were like, I can get this to happen, I've got that potential, this will work, and I can put this there. And the angel goes, Karen, we want to calm. So what I'm feeling, and I feel with you, I feel the financial is there, and what I would do is I do angel letters, and I really promote them. Sit down and write, you know, in your case, dear angel Uriel, you are the oldest and strongest angel that we have in the north. I need and know that you love me. You need to know that I am at this position. And you put down, I have all these knowledges, and I'm going to have it. Because they're holding it. They said financially, you do have some things, you're kind of dabbling, but the ironic part is you are a very positive person and just the connections. I would promote you as a marketer. I'd say, Karen's here, Karen's got. The angels are telling me, Ariel loves you. The younger angel's going, Karen rocks. Karen's having fun. We're all going. It's Uriel that I'd work with. And I'd say, Uriel, you've got with me. You know this. Now, you've got to take me off of what we call layaway or what you call a sabbatical because I need to go back in and play, coach. I need to go back into the team and to start running some of those field goals for the financial because, first of all, I really work better when I'm productive. Second of all, it's working with it, and you'll see a really strong energy. I'm glad you got out of the other job. I'm sorry for you, the financial, but the abundance you've got and the angels that love you there have got the karmic coins. And then what they're showing me is that as you start going through that, you're going to all of a sudden do a feng shui in your house. You're going to notice that your far left corner has got really your financial bog is that 4 foot of the father's corner. Something's wrong there. It's like I keep feeling like, you know, I had a person one time laugh. They go, I put my golf clubs there. It's like, they're metal, but if you look at golf clubs are a pastime leisure. And yeah, a lot of people do this. They're really well-to-do golf clubs. But the angels look at them, they're like, okay, club it, put it, energy, you know, physical, swing. So what I'm suggesting and what I would do is I would like to work with you, Karen, you know, get with you on a chance of it, because they're showing me you're going to be doing, you've got some kind of writing ability. I keep seeing things being written out.
That's funny. I wanted to write and illustrate children's books.
Well, where are you?
Yeah, get them out there.
Write me at psychicjethro@aol.com. I have 3 different people who self-publish, and I really promote it. I also have my publisher who does my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, which right now we're really promoting. If you guys do write me on it, I will sign and send you a book for under $20. You can have it signed personally to you and sent. You know, and you read the book. If you're unhappy, I'll return your money. My book. So
I would love
that's
that.
That's
thank
awesome.
You. And what I want to promote with you is that they're telling me we put this energy in, you'd get this done, and you've got angels working with you. And this is why they're doing that. And the angels are saying, okay, Karen, you wanted to do this for such a long time, and I love this. Ariel, the child angel, loves you. Now we know why. you're like gifted in this area. You write these positive spiritually books, these involving books for our younger generation, and they are going to in turn put these books out. They're telling me it can be very affordable this way, and what I also am getting is, like I said, I've got a couple friends, and Inner Child is another one that's on Blog Talk Radio. If you listen in, he's a very excellent gentleman. I didn't do my book for him, but I know of 2 friends of mine who went on, and he promotes you on Blog Talk. He publishes your book, and he gets you out there. He's a man with 8 children and just a very positive.
Wow. Well, it's funny because a lot of my challenges, I was an abused child in many different ways, and it's just a story. It doesn't affect me. I think it was my challenge to be able to learn how to heal the child within, and I think that's because my art, I do face painting for fun. I do children's murals, and I ended up going to a party yesterday to face paint these little tiny children. There was like four of them, but I ended up having 10 adults sit in my chair, and the joy, and it was just, we decided that we should start adult face painting or pre-tattoo parties where you just go and you have it done that night just for fun and it's just done. But it was it appeals to the child within. My work is very whimsical.
That's wonderful. It really is helping nurture the inner child and the adults too.
Oh,
meaning they don't have to be so responsible all the time. They can be like that little child. That's wonderful.
Yeah. They're walking around with their sleeves up with guys going, I'm never washing my arm again.
So sweet.
Can I sleep with this? Will it come off? I'm laughing. I'm thinking, this is so funny.
And it's healing you, too, I believe. I feel it's healing you, definitely.
Yes. I think my art is what has healed me over the years. And when I paint, I just show up at the wall and paint. So it's very intuitive and it's always a surprise at what comes out. And I find lately, though, when I'm painting, that although it's whimsical, I'm feeling drained, so I'm not sure if that's why I was like, am I beating a dead horse? Am I supposed to take this talent in a different direction?
I would. I think so. Don't you, Jethro?
I do, and I think that this is also the sign and the energies of what we're in. Today has been a very, very positive child day for me all day. If you look on the front of this, the little boy that's on there, because I was telling you at the beginning, is my grandson, and it's like, it's just been a day. A 2.5-year-old speed dialed in today and started my day out with Jeffrey letting me know he was having fun eating macaroni. And I laughed because, you know, he's very verbal, very much a Libra, 2.5 years old. And his brother is the one that's on the front page that is listening to the radio. Robert loves to listen to Psychic's Gone Wild. So I do love with this, and I want to really encourage you guys. Those of you who come in know that we've got more time, and we've also got that Living in the Psychic Realm is going to follow this show at 714-333-3354. And I thank you for calling in, Karen.
Thank
I hope
you.
We in Psychic Celeste can help you. Please follow us, and we want to hear how things are going.
Namaste, you beautiful, beautiful gift. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Blessing.
Thank you.
We are having fun. This is Psychic's Gone Wild, and it's Psychic Jethro and Medium Celeste. I apologize. Sometimes I call her Psychic Celeste. Sometimes I call her my friend Seth. Sometimes I just say Celeste is the best, and it's just what I do. But we've got a lot of fun. This is our Fun Monday. We're having a lot of experiences this week with our phones. So if you feel or get kicked, bumped, pinched, bit, whatever they want to call it on Blog Talk Radio, please report it to Blog Talk Radio, because what we can do is we can correct it. I have two shows going on here. We want to make sure you guys are getting helped. Why we do it? We want to help you. We've got quite a few callers. We're going to give it down to the few minutes. We love all of you, and we got Psyche Celeste today, so let's play wild. 727, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
Great. Hi. I was just wondering where you see my relationship going with Tony.
Let's see. And his name was Henry, you said?
No, Tony. T-O-N-Y.
Oh, Tony. Sorry. Okay.
That's okay.
tuning in. Sorry. Go ahead. Tony, I'm feeling, excuse me, like there's, it feels positive to me. It feels like it's going in a good direction. It feels like you do have some communication that you need to get out and talk from the heart, I'm feeling. Just, you know, talk with your heart, and that'll help a lot. Are you experiencing some troubles? Is that why?
Yeah, we have a little bit. I live here, and he lives in another state, so.
Oh, that's
for
a
right
tension
now.
Right there, yeah. Not being, you know, right next to each other, so that's always tough. Jethro, are you getting anything?
Oh, I agree with you very much, and I feel like that what the guides are also telling me here that's happening, I'm going to have to, for me, get your first name.
Pam.
Pam, I'm feeling like you and Tony have had some other kind of hardship here in the relationship. And I keep feeling like you need to talk to our Pamela Cummings, who's on, she's a phenomenal, she's what we call our psychic cupid. She's coming on, in fact, I think tomorrow. Actually, she'll be on with Kelly tomorrow. And she's very gifted when it comes to the relationships, and it's her area. But I also feel the same as Celeste. I also am getting some real energy with you, Pam, that you have something going a little bit here in your side. I keep feeling like there's something going on with your tummy.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like they're telling me in the next couple of months to be careful, watch with your energies in your physical, and that I feel like this is, it's not like you're just stressed, it's just like there's something there. I feel like this is going to be something that's going to go with it. They're also psychically telling me that Tony, I feel like Tony's got some other distance sometimes too with some other stuff. He's handling quite a bit. It's like, I keep seeing it like insurmountable with Tony. I see, like, not that you and him can't make the relationship, but, like, the work and something else. Something's going on in his life physically in his career that he's got a lot to do.
Yeah, he's going through school. He's supposed to graduate next month.
Oh, that's the big
one. Oh, well,
there
you go.
What I feel, and I really encourage you with the work with it, is to look and see. We have a real good long one with the reading of with you and him together, because it keeps showing me that you two have not, it's like, I keep feeling like that you have not got, there's something that's going to come up here in the summer. They're showing me you and him kind of talking. It's going to be a release. It's like, whoa. You know, if I'd have known that, I would have been, because I feel like there's something else he's not, it's like he's handling some other stresses too.
Okay. Do you see us getting married maybe next year in the future here?
Ooh, what do you get, Celeste?
I immediately, as soon as you said that, I got the month of August. So,
okay.
It feels like there could be a ceremony, yes.
Okay.
Cool.
Well,
call us back.
Yeah. Call back and talk to that psychic that's going to be on tomorrow. Definitely.
And what's her name again?
Pamela Cummings. She's also a Best American Psychic. And what I just encourage everyone, I want you to get all the flavors, because we all have different areas, you know. And one thing really excellent with the gift is me and Celeste, we're really good, and we do our areas in this love relationship. I can feel the angels have got some songs and stuff they want to talk, and Pamela's just phenomenal at that too. So what we're doing is we're giving you all the best, so you guys have the best one. You're a good person, and I feel from the angels that the angels are saying it's time for you to have some really good fun stuff.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. And
you guys are great. Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. Have a beautiful day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
We're having fun here, you guys. You're listening in to Psychics Gone Wild. We're hitting the half an hour mark. And the fun thing is, we've done an hour. We've got quite a few of you waiting. We do know that some of you guys have appreciated this little break, and sometimes I do it. Because of time, we're going to limit it down. We have two psychics on, and we love you. You can come on to Living in the Psychic Realm if you follow in behind this. But what we're going to do is, I'm going to have you ask Celeste down to one question, only due to timing, and we're going to run through so everybody can get in. We've got right now 8 or 7 callers in the queue, and I thank you guys for calling in, and thank you, Celeste, for being here for us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
951, it's time to have fun. How are you?
Hi there. Donna.
Hi.
Hi. Just wanted to see if there's going to be any changes coming up for me in the next few months at all.
I'm picking up all of a sudden a career change. I feel like it'll be utilizing your talents and abilities, they're telling me. And I feel like you're going to be really excited about it. A lot of positive change. That's what I'm picking up. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wonder if I'll be offered a job, or that's weird. I'm already working right now. Pretty happy with where I'm at. But.
Okay. Well, it sounds like a positive. That's what it says. They said a career change and.
Career change.
Yeah. Like utilizing, you know, people are starting to manifest, you know, what they really want out of their lives, and this is a good year to do it. You know, there's a lot of change coming on.
Mm-hmm.
So really just start manifesting what you want out of life, you know, your dreams and things. So I feel like whatever, you know, you're into, whatever your talents or hobbies are, really put that out there to the universe with an intention every morning and really say it out loud, I mean, from your heart. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Jethro, are you getting anything?
Very good. Yes, and I feel very good, and we're going to thank you, and please call back with us. It's like I can... iPhone's going. Can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, thank you for calling in. We're going to go to our next one. We're down to 804. How are you doing today, 804?
Well, hello there. How you doing?
Oh, really fun. It's Blog Talk Radio. Quit playing with my buttons. I'm telling you, it's just making me wild. I try to push the button, and it tries to tell me no. And I'm like, yes, we want to talk to people. That's what a radio is all about. So it's okay. Psychic Jethro, and we want to thank you for calling in. And Psychic Celeste, do you have a question for Psychic Celeste?
Yeah, my name is Stan. I'm calling you from South Carolina. And I've been on this spiritual motorcycle quest for almost 2 years now. And I'm taking a little break here, but I know I got more places to go before I finally settle down somewhere. And I can rely on my guidance pretty well, and I just call in to get a different perspective on what y'all might be receiving that might be helpful for me to know right now as I'm getting ready to go to my next destination.
Ooh.
How's that?
Excellent. I will have Celeste answer your question. I thank you. Sorry on our limited time. But if you call in the other show, we'll also do there, too, with everybody that's calling. So go ahead, Celeste. Hello, Celeste. Hello, we got Blog Talk. Celeste, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now we can.
Okay.
Just took my co-host.
Oh, no.
Did you hear
what I feel like it's a really good spiritual journey that you're doing on the motorcycle. It sounds like it's a part of your passion. Can you hear me?
Yep. Okay. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. And I feel like that's a really good, you're kind of like feeling out, you know, different areas of the country, so where you want to end up, you know. I think that's a good determination of what's going to, you know, happen in your life. I feel like you should keep following your heart and really, you know, manifest what you want out of this life. Because the next 6 months are going to be a little chaotic for some people, and some people are going to be just wonderful, beautiful things are going to be happening. So I believe that you should just keep following what you feel, what you want to really do in your life, what you've always wanted to do. Now's the time to manifest that.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate that.
My pleasure.
Thank you for calling in, and we're looking forward from Carolina, and make sure and follow us on the show. We're on every day, and we also have Living in the Psychic Realm at 714-333-3354. Woo, that cut them out. We're doing this on here. We're having fun. Blog Talk's doing a little bit, so we're going to talk just for a few minutes. And Psychic Celeste, as we were going through with you living there in Sedona, have you noticed the fires? We're having a lot of prayers being put out to our Colorado friends and our Wyoming friends, and now Utah. I heard last night that there's a fire in Utah.
Yeah, there's been fires in Utah while Colorado was burning. That just wasn't more so on the news, I don't believe. But they have got the Colorado fires, I think, almost contained, as what I heard yesterday. There's also one burning here in Arizona, not too far from Sedona. It's over in Payson. Found out about that. So please just send your prayers. Pray for the monsoons to start here because they haven't started yet. They're getting contained, but, you know, there has been predicted there's a lot of firestorms, and that's what the one is called in Colorado, is a firestorm. Some higher-up entities of the light have been predicting, you know, a lot of firestorms, tornadoes, a lot of chaos is going to be coming, but you just need to stay in your heart center and just send love to Gaia. She's cleansing. That's why it's happening. And just don't be in fear, whatever you do. That's not good to be in fear. It's just feeding the dark, and we don't want to do that. So there is going to be a lot more fires, I predict, and just put your love out there. Just love Gaia, and just know that it's a cleansing process. That's what's happening, and just help, and, if you can help people, send money to help the fire victims. You know, there's donations for the Red Cross. I believe there's a number that you can text on your phone to donate $10, and that would help immensely. So.
Excellent. I love that. And I, you know, one thing that you were, you know, really have always been really good with in explaining to me when we talk about this is, you know, in the energies, you know, it is needed to cleanse. And I'm probably of all my psychic intuitive people we have always been able to do the belief and the real spiritual of what we have is to look up, and I agree, go and do the energies, you know, put out the energies. We had a very good circumstance where, you know, the fires in Wyoming really took out the Yellowstone. And within a couple of years, going back and seeing what positive from it made all of us realize. But I was living in there at the time, and when it happened, one of our biggest fears was, oh no, we're taking out the whole national park here. You know, it's not an easy thing. And when they are working that, we really put out our prayers and hope that everyone gets out safely. We had a class, and me and Sandra Green did a class in Colorado Springs last year in Garden of the Gods. We did a very strong psyche class. And for any of you guys who are looking to, please check out the pictures we put on for the site. I have some on for the totems on JethroSmith.net. I've also added some ones on, we're going to be doing on psychic chat again, and we're keeping out the prayers. The reason I put them up is I really want to make sure we all keep the prayers up for, like, Sandra's family. I have quite a few friends and people there. Some are being moved out. I had a couple people writing me last night. Even some called me. They're in the red spot, which means they have to move in Fort Collins, Colorado. This is very serious. I do have family and friends and a lot of people in Colorado. So I thank all of you for your prayers, and we're going to go into, we've had someone wait a little while here, 267, how are you?
Hi, Jethro, it's Crystal, how are you?
Great, how are you been, Crystal?
I'm good. Good,
I'm glad you called. We've been wanting you to come and play and read for us and have a party.
I know. Well, now that things are calming down a little bit, I would love to. In fact,
Gable,
I've been really on a learning spirit. Like, I've been learning a lot lately, so definitely want to get on soon.
Oh, you're learning and forgetting us, Crystal. That's how we roll. No, I love you. You know that.
Not forgetting. Never forgetting.
Thank you. I'm really glad. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it, Crystal, and we will do that. I want you to meet Psychic Celeste. I'm not sure. Celeste used to be on mornings on our Monday show when we were mornings. So you may not have. Do you have a question for Psychic Celeste, or would you like to read one of us? You're very gifted, too. So how do you want to do it?
Well, let's see if you can pick up if there's any changes. And then if you want, I can try.
Okay.
I'll read.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
First of all, it's nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thanks. So any changes just in general in your life?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm feeling a really positive outlook coming in your future. And I feel like it's a lot of higher spiritual realms will be helping you. I feel like you're going to be helping and using your gift to help and heal others. And that's what I'm picking up. So I hope that helps.
Yeah.
Right. That's a lot. And I want you to go ahead and have do the favor here, and I'm putting you on the spot, Crystal, but I've been waiting for you, and you made me wait, so I'm going to tease you, but I'm so glad to hear you back from you. You know, we definitely will get with you. We've got a couple spots in July. We're looking at some co-hosts, and I know you do the angel card readings, and I really, I'd like to see if you do a minor just pull here for mine with Jethro, and then if you do a minor one here for Celeste.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. She's Roxy. She's cool.
Okay, so I'm going to pull for you first, Jethro, okay?
Okay.
Take a deep breath for me.
Oh, no Kool-Aid. Okay.
Okay, so the card I pulled is intention. And your intentions are creating your experiences. What do you intend to happen? Make sure that your thoughts and feelings reflect your true intentions. So by drawing this card, the angels ask you to take inventory of your expectations. What do you expect to happen today, tomorrow, or the future? These expectations are the seeds of your intentions. An intention means that you have to set a goal and intend to achieve it. Your intentions drive your experiences. The angels ask you to choose and infuse your intentions with love. See yourself and others as happy, successful, and peaceful. By holding these spiritual-minded intentions, you help yourself and others. The angels can help you replace negative mental habits and empowering thoughts if you ask for their assistance. So what would that mean to you, pertaining?
Very much. I've got all these decisions. I got my papers, everything for my reverendship. I want to do some spiritual counseling, and I'm really preying on the fact that I have all these decisions. I'm like, I want to open a business. I want to do all these different ideas, and I think what that helps me, thank you, because it makes me realize, put my intentions and my love together, and the answer's there. I thank you very much. That makes a lot of sense.
And I also think that they're telling you to take one step at a time, so that you can achieve that first intention to get to the second one.
Yeah, that's very good. Thank you, Crystal.
That's beautiful. That's great.
It's awesome for you to last. If you can take a deep breath with me also.
Okay.
I pulled harmony for you.
Oh, beautiful.
Conflict is resolved in a situation that was troubling you. Know that you deserve the peace and happiness and accepting it gracefully. Beloved child of God, you're a peace lover at heart. This card comes to you as a sign of new harmonies as drawn upon you. Let go of viewing the situation as troubled and see yourself as others in the eyes of the guardian angels. In this way, you'll look past the surface and see the beauty, light, and eternity shines with everyone. By shifting your viewpoint of an angelic perspective, you become an earth angel, holding an elevated view of sparks marvelous healings of all relationships. Conflicts drops away, revealing the clean and new truth about everyone and everything.
Wow.
How does that feel to you?
It feels really good. It feels right. My mom just got out of the hospital, so thanking the angels that they didn't take her yet, and I think that really resonates. So, gosh, thank you, Crystal, so much.
You're welcome. And I do, Jethro, I did actually just get another death the other week, so I'm working with that. And also, there's, you know, maybe we can talk off air one day because there's a lot of things that I've been going through as I said, you know, definitely get some readings going.
I feel that. I do, and I would love that. You know my number, 928-284-0437, and we will get together, Crystal. I'm doing a show today right behind this on Living in the Psychic Realm, my other show, or we do it right then. But I'm open after that. I'm after 4 p.m. Eastern time. I get to put this radio down.
One question I have is I actually am seeing, you know who today, Jerome.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel that's going?
I feel that's going in what needs to happen, and I feel like there's been energy with you too, and I feel like what you've had going on is the guides are also showing me that you and him are going to be able to discuss things, and the little cuckoo one he has that has her claws into him, they're going to get some toenail clippers. I thought of this last night. I had another person that had something similar on the last night show when I was on, and the late night, and what they're showing me is that she's released. For some reason, there's been a difference between those two, and they said you and him are going to be able to have a discussion. And Crystal, I see you really coming out of this triumphant, and part of it is you didn't bow down with her, you didn't deal with his stuff, and the really ironic thing is they're saying that Jerome is going to also be being honest about what else is happening. What I get. We definitely have to get together. You know, and I give you guys deals that are Blog Talk Radio people. Write me at Psychic Jethro and say, I need a reading. What's up? I'll work with you on a deal. I give a lot of deals out. People laugh, but I know how it is. I know that a lot of our regular listeners and people like I know with Crystal, we'll have times come up and it's like, I really need a reading, but I don't. And they'll get a hold of me. Because one thing I've been working with really good is I love doing this. I love having people do this. And Crystal, we'll definitely get you on one of our shows. We actually right now aren't having an angel reader card reader, so we definitely need one or some of the other things that you were able to do too.
Okay, great. What I will do is I'll definitely email you and I will get in touch. Hey, you got that picture I sent you, right?
I didn't. You have to send it to me again. I apologize. I get so much email. Believe me, it's like with the radio and my email. I have people sending me insurance from countries I can't even say their name, let alone their language.
Oh, the one of my brother on Facebook.
Oh, that looks like my son.
Yeah, that creeped me out. That's why I had to send it to you. I said, "Oh my gosh."
That was really intense. And Crystal, he had such the same energy. I do believe they were both crystal blue energy. It just really, it just impressed me. And my son on the other side. That is, yes, I did get that. And what really amazed me too is those two could have passed for twins.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, Shrether, I saw it and I said, oh my God, you're going to think I'm crazy. I have to show him this.
Not at all. I looked at it and went, okay, Crystal, we have more links. I got the buzz.
All right. I will talk to you later.
Okay, thank you. Blessings to you, Crystal.
Bye. Blessings. Thank you.
Everybody's having fun. It's like it's gone wild. Celeste, we have a really good time, and I would like to welcome you, too, to come over to Living in the Psychic Realm whenever you have a chance. We've done Living in the Realm a couple times. Any of you guys who look into the archives, into A1 Psychic Network. It's A1PN.com. You'll hear Living in the Psychic Realm with Psychic Jethro, Psychic Celeste. We had a lot of fun back then, and we're still working with it. NixTalk.com also is carried it. And thank you, iTunes. You've picked up our show, and we're having fun. Our next step, and I thank you, Crystal, for focusing me, is I want to take this to TV. We're in the process of it. We've been working on it. We're working on it. And with the prayers and what Lady Sarah read for me, I think Friday night, those of you who are listening in, is really where we're headed with it. I really love the exchange, and that's why Psychic Gone Wild got together. Celeste, talk to us a little bit about what's been going on with you in Sedona and how you're handling all of this energy that's going on, living right there in a vortex.
Oh, this energy is getting intense. I'm actually in the heart chakra of Sedona. Sedona is like lined up on a grid, and it's got all the chakras. Well, we're in the heart center of it, so it's really powerful. Like today, I was like really feeling like I wasn't here. I was in a different dimension, and it was really hard for me to stay grounded this morning after my meditation. So, that was pretty trippy, but I just didn't feel like I was existing in this realm, you know what I mean? I feel like I'm gone to a higher realm, but I'm back down here now. the planets are shifting, and we're coming up on a summer solstice, you know. We're going to be going to a ceremony tomorrow and celebrating the summer solstice and the full moon. It's really affecting me. A lot of energies, just intense. I'm seeing more and more ships at night here in Sedona, red, blue, and green colors. We need to go to do another night hike one of these nights on Boynton Canyon, Kachina Woman. I'm just really feeling and sensing all the spirits that are around me at night. And I know they're in my house because my shoe basket is creaking, and there's nobody or nothing near it. Kind of weird. So if anybody picks up on who it is, please let me know. I think it might be my cat that's passed away. just really intense energy. So if anybody ever gets a chance to come to Sedona, please come by, and, you know, we'll do some hiking and some vortex and meditation and stuff.
We've had quite a few people ask, and those of you who know, I used to live in Sedona. I really pretty much send all of the sites back now over to Celeste, and I really welcome any of you who had a reading for me at the Crystal Castle to go ahead and get a hold of Celeste at 928-554-4422 and schedule a time with her. Now, obviously, you guys know, Celeste is a very nice person, but we really also wanted, give her a little headway. Don't just call her and say, I'm here, I've got 5 minutes, because that, unfortunately, sometimes other things do come up. I want to thank those of you who listened in last night, and the one who left me the answering machine message, I listened in, and you're completely crazy. Yeah, I kind of am. No, I'm teasing. I am real silly. I do have a lot of fun. And looking at the emails, we're going to do a little bit of this. We've got a couple of you waiting to talk to. Please bear with us, 513. We'll get to you. We've got a good 10 minutes. And come on, follow us right down the street. I keep telling you, 714-333-3354 will be our next show here in about 11 minutes. That's Living in the Psychic Realm. One thing that's really excellent, and this is something that I want to really approach with everyone, is I have been working on, and I'm very proud of, my astrology chart. I had not sold them for many years until Colorado Springs. I am doing a deal with anyone who writes me on the email and wants to get involved with one. I'm setting up amounts with it, and right now we're looking at, I just got a new printer, so I will snail mail it to you, and I've had people ask just to have an email. That saves me almost $3 to not do that. So if I just want, you want an email one, or you just want you want it snail mail, let me know with your astrology chart, and, we're going to be doing that. I also am now doing protection oils. I've had a lot of response with this, and we're doing angel protection oils. So those of you who really like that with the herbology, get a hold of me, and, I'll send it to you. Now, we do know, like I say, same thing with shipping. It does take sometimes 2 weeks, sometimes because I send it really lower. I also wrap it in bubble wrap, because I bubble wawa. No, I'm teasing. I'm Jethro. But I will wrap it in bubble wrap. And those of you who've really tried some of my things know that I really, really put a lot of pride into it. I've had the most fun. We're experimenting And we're working on some different types of other readings, too. So any of you guys who really want to just, you know, if you're up for it, you know, you always call in on the show, but we also have some other friends that we're looking at starting a new exchange. If you write me your email and say, I would like to be in on this, those who write me the email, we're going to be starting up a group, and what it's going to be is it's going to be psychic exchange. Now, I know this sounds like, bleh. It's really what we're doing right now. If you guys just heard what Crystal did with me and I did for her and Celeste did for her and she did for Celeste, is we did a reading exchange. What a better way for a psychic. I got to go get a reading. I got to call Celeste. I got to pay her money. Celeste won't take money. I want her to take money. We're like, Celeste, you got to help me. I'm trying to get my reading. She sends me a reading. I do the same for Celeste. We got a friend, Kim. Kim does a reading. Kim won't take money. We got to this way, all that's out of the way. You go in on the site on Facebook. You type it in. And you say, okay, and psychic exchange is there, and you're going, okay, who's on? You look on your left corner, there's a green light. I need a psychic exchange with Celeste. I push on the thing and write to her and say, psychic Celeste, I need, you know, an exchange. Would you do this reading for me, and I'll give you a reading. And what we're doing is we're going to put this up in a format, and we're going to do an exchange. So psychic Celeste sends me a picture. I do an email reading for her on her chakra while she's sitting down and writing me out an email and saying, this is what I'm getting on you, and this is what you asked with your business question or love life or whatever question. I think you guys are really going to love this. And the key to getting into this is you have to be a Psychics Gone Wild follower. So if you're following this show and it comes up in your emails, you will be getting the notification about this from me saying, would you like to do this? You know, you never have to do this, and all of you know with me, I just do this for fun. But I think what you're really going to love, all of you guys who keep going back in the archives, each and every psychic that we have in the archives are going to be in this room. I'm going to ask them, and each and every one I'm going to say, I'm going to ask them, and feel most, almost all of them are helping people. So you're going to get to be able to have people that are on Fox TV, live in Sedona, Arizona, has the heart energy, gives out the Kelly readings for the destiny card, has the silliness of Jethro. Anywhere you go in that room, you're going to have it at different times of the day. And you're going to also see that, as I did in Psychic's chat, if you're writing and you're in, then we'll keep you. If you don't do it for 6 months, then we assumed we bored you and we just let you go. Because, you know, we've got people writing. If you know, someone's really wanting to do this and they write in for a week and no one writes them, then we realize what we always loved in Psychic Chat, and we will always have Psychic Chat, is Psychic Chat is just our fun chat session. Today I want to congratulate, we saw in the pictures here, and I want to say it over the radio if you're listening, Jan and Steve, you made a beautiful couple. I really was impressed. Thank you for letting me tease you that we lost another single beauty, but, you know, at least we gained a friend, Steve, because now we've got both of you as our friends on Psychic's Gone Wild. 513, you've been patient. We've been about 6 minutes here. How are you doing? Hi.
Hello. Are they there?
They're having a little bit. It sounds like we're having a little bit of motorcycle when you're driving your Harley down the road and you call Psychic's Gone Wild. Put the little earpiece in because we're out here going, "Hey, hi." No teasing it. 513, Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you? Okay.
Hello.
We've had this happen. We're getting it to work on the numbers. We're going to go ahead and give that a few minutes and leave them on with us. If we hear static, please don't say any words that are bad because we're on a spiritual network. This is Psychic Gone Wild. Jethro and Celeste, we can hear you back. I hear you breathing. I know you're there. We've also got some really inner strong energies that are happening too, you know, going into with it. And one of the things that we've got happening right now is that we're going to be going into another show. So if you can't get in, and sometimes this has happened, we're trying both shows out. Go to 714-333-3354, and that will be Living in the Psychic Realm. And I'll be on that show doing hosting too. I apologize for not seeing this. We're going to take and play Faded Boys for you, 513. And this, they were on the show. There's another people that I'm going to invite to our group, Jennifer Grimm, all of our fun guests. And this is Clouds So High. We'll be right back. excellent band. Sometimes this helps. 513, can you hear us? Hello?
They're still not there, Jeff.
I think this is psychic. I can read that this phone needs to be replaced.
He got a little gremlin on there or something.
Yeah, thank you, Force Saggy. You just started following us and made us popular. You made my day. That always makes me feel good. And thank you, 3K, for following us also. You know, we always do so well. We've been, the last week we've had a one or two of you following. That's what matters, is you listen, you follow us. I'm going to, 513, I'm going to let you go because I know that this phone's doing it. If you get a chance, get a hold of us, obviously, on Living in the Psychic Realm, or call us back tomorrow. Sometimes the guides do this. I've had the funniest thing there, Psychic Celeste. Have you ever noticed when you want to do something, sometimes the guides will make it happen and sometimes they won't?
Yes. Yes, they have control. If they want something in your life, then they'll do it. And if they don't, well, it won't happen.
And before I forget, all of you guys that are going to the next show, the picture on the site as it comes up, if you look at the fourth picture, is they call the little boy in the window. This is a psychic house that's being haunted. It is being worked with, and we have got all of us psychics were invited on Psychic Chat to look at this house. And the owner of the house is going to be calling in on Living in the Psychic Realm and after the Lady of the Week, wanting to listen. She's going to be listening to you guys tonight. Read that house. Do me a favor. Look on the site on Living in the Psychic Realm with Jethro on Blog Talk Radio. And if you type Psychic Jethro in, you're going to get Living in the Psychic Realm, or you're going to get Psychics Gone Wild. So type it in and look on there and see with this picture. We've had a lot of speculation. This is either a very strong entity, or this is some trickery, and we have been having a lot of people looking in and seeing this. I personally will tell you, I wouldn't have it on a psychic show if I felt it was the opposite. I don't believe in that. I really do promote. I do know these people. I actually have known the owner of this house since he was like 9 years old, and I know that his parents were both very spiritual, very much into metaphysical, own a business in Wyoming, and they would have spanked him so hard if he ever even fibbed about this, that I know what has happened is that we've got an actual spirit here doing an energy. We've had a lot of people offer to help. We have those of us that we're going to bring in some Ghostbusters. We've been doing some other work. I want to thank you, Tampa, Florida, for all the promoting of my name, and you put me out on the Florida Holistic site. I want to promote that to you, Psychic Celeste. You need to go in and do the Holistic site for Arizona.
Okay, absolutely.
People type in psychic and they type in Arizona and your name will come up.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. And that's on holistic, what was it?
It's body, mind, and spirit, holistic. And it's basically they have it all over the world, and it's like the one for Arizona. I was on it, and now I'm on the one in Tampa.
Beautiful. I'm going to do that right now.
I promoted you, and before I forget, all you guys are listening to all of our talkie-talkie. We're just telling fun stuff. 513, we're going to try 1 minute. Hello? 513 is not there. I want to take this time to thank all of you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. We got 60 seconds. Celeste, what do you want to tell these smiling, fun people?
I want to say check out my website. I'm in the process of wrapping crystals and selling them, and they're going to be affordable. And they're going to be, you know, wrapped in love and healing, and the energy of Sedona and the vortex is here. I'm also Reiki 1. I have my attunement, and also I do animal communication and also angel cards. excuse me. So if you guys want to, look up my website, celestialreadings.net, and you can email me there. You can also call me at 928-554-4422. Also, get a hold of me on keen.com. I'm under Psychic Medium Celeste.
We will do that. Thank you, Celeste, for coming on.
Beautiful. Thank you, Jethro. Have a beautiful day, and I'll listen in on your next show.